I am recording.
Recording.
I'm a picking. No, I'm a grinning. Ian, did you see this week's yet or no?
This week's what?
Moon Knight.
No, okay. I'm one episode into Moon Knight.
Ah, okay. It was a good episode this week. It's wacky. I've been enjoying that show.
Okay. It's starting strong.
Yeah, I like the first episode a lot.
Yeah, it's not too difficult for me, but it's enough that it's good. Like, there have been shows where they do this thing where the characters aren't sure if it's reality or not, so the audience isn't sure if it's reality or not, and I'm like, I can't follow this. But this lays it out, at least in episode one, in a pretty, straightforward way. Do you keeping up with American Song Contest?
Yeah, Monday had Pennsylvania on it, right? Or was that last week?
No, that was last week.
Oh, then I'm a week behind.
Okay. Yeah, this week's celebrity is Cisco.
Why is Cisco on this show? Why are any of these people on this show?
Same reason that anybody's on this show. That's why Bolton's there. I don't know. Jewel, I don't know what Jewel's up to. Her song was weird.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It weirded me out. Oh, Craig, you got to watch this week's, though. There's some big, big news. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get to watch it Monday then, no. I just remember watching, I do remember seeing Pennsylvania was like at the end of the last episode I watched, so.
Yeah, but the person, that guy from Washington, he was excellent. Alan Stone, I believe was his name.
He's not new Boot Goofin, though.
Nothing is, buddy. Nothing is. It's the new craze that's sweeping the nation.
It absolutely is.
Doing the new Boot Goofin. Who could it be? Who could it be?
Is it me? and I love when Kelly then just starts joining in. And she starts singing little ditties with them. And I'm like, you two clowns. Stupid Snoop Dogg.
All right. I think it's well after 9 o'clock.
I really wish that Kelly and Snoop would be like, why are you on this show, famous person? I'm hosting this show and I don't want to be here. You're competing on this show against a bunch of chumps from Utah. Come on now.
poor Utah.
No one likes Utah. I'm ready when you guys are.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 336th big episode of the program here. With me, I got Ian. Hey, Ian.
Hello.
I got Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
I got me. I'm here. Hi, me. Hi.
Woo!
Yeah. This is the week of 420. Smoke them if you got them. To 427 of the still never-ending years of the COVIDs.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
It's cured.
Yeah, Philly just went back under mask mandate Monday, man. but you don't have to worry about a plane now. So, nope. You know. In your 5-day, 4-star career! On the Titans. On the 17th, we had Mordo versus Strange. Did you Mordo?
I sure did. I didn't need to make any adjustments. I just needed to, make enough matches till I got power with purpose and just...
Zapped him.
Yeah, he is predisposed to trying to collect those 14 yellow. So, you hit him right around 10 to 13 and it just melts him.
Can't argue with that strategy. And then coming up next on the 22nd is Black Cat versus Doc Ock.
It's a strange pairing, clearly because of the color overlap, right? Like,
sure. I would have to think.
Yeah.
Ian's got the 5-2-3. That should be enough Black Cat to win.
I think so. I'm not feeling.
I have no idea what Black Cat does, but.
She does some direct damage. She takes special tiles to the bottom, and then you can swipe them away. Like, she's all right. She's got some special maneuvers.
All right. Is that claw power or whatever that moves things to the bottom? Or
No, that's. You're thinking of Patsy.
Huh.
Oh, am I thinking of Patsy?
Yeah, you're thinking of Patsy, too. I don't know. She swings on the board and it says better luck next time. Something happens with the percentage of things that are falling, I believe. There are some cat scratchy claw damage and I don't remember what the other one is. She'll be boosted someday and I'll tell you.
She got the cat scratch fever?
Maybe.
Is it you? Is it me?
That guy is disgusting.
Please don't get Ian started on the Nuge again.
Please. It's Ian. Not the time or the place.
Ian's favorite all-time music artist. seminal member of the Damn Yankees.
That's true. Man, that is a super group.
It was a super group. And him and...
Rocking so hard they could deflect bullets.
I saw them at the Ohio State Fair one year.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome. Yeah.
I got to watch, it was right around the time where the Nuge brought out a bow and shot Saddam Hussein right in the crotch with an arrow. So,
well, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
Like you do.
What are you going to do on stage today? Well, I'm going to get out a bow and shoot me a Saddam poster in the groin. Okay.
What a brave pioneer laying down the groundwork for such heroes like Kid Rock.
Meanwhile, what are you going to do, Tommy Lee? I'm going to make a drum kit that flies around the arena at warp speed while I play this song upside down.
That is more impressive. That's
yeah.
That's way more impressive.
Damn Yankees. All right. In Storyland, we got strange sights going on. That'll get you Gamora, Gert, some Electra Shards. Placement there is Hammercap and Loki. That's going to be followed up by Fight for Your Right to Wakanda. Magneto, Hammercap, Loki. Placement is insert new character here and some kitty shards. It's still the wheels, wheels, wheels season. Right now it's Hooked on a Feeling. That'll get you Star-Lord, Carol, placement, Cloak and Dagger, and some Iceman shards. All right, let's talk about this new character.
Yes.
Hey, got this one right.
Yes.
Yes. Dane Whitman, the 4-star Black Knight. He is a green, black, and yellow. Let's start off with Black is the Soul, which for some reason is a green power. That bothers me. Really? We couldn't have made it the Black Power? Deal damage to the enemy team, ignoring protect tiles, creating 2 charge tiles. If there are 4 or more charge tiles on the board, destroy a random row. If there are 6 or more charge tiles on the board, additionally destroy up to 1 attack, protect, or strike tile. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Up at level 5, you're making 3 charge tiles and destroying 3 enemy specials, but still only doing a sad 382 damage to the enemy team. At max level, that's only going up to 738. That's not a lot.
Whew. I'll try and calm down.
Yeah. The black power, 7 black, called Nighttime. Deal a little bit of damage. If one does not exist, create a black 4-turn fortified countdown tile. While this is on the board, your power becomes Night Eternal instead. As you go up in level, that's doing more damage. At max level, it's doing 1,494. Again, that's not real impressive.
That part is not.
The passive, however. While he is Knight Eternal, the Black Knight cannot be downed. That's nice. If Black Knight would be downed, his health drops down to 1 instead. Whenever a friendly countdown tile reaches 0, if there are 4 or more charge tiles on the board, restore some health and destroy a charge tile. If there is no Nighttime tile on the board, this power becomes Nighttime. At max level, you're restoring 837 health and destroying 4 charge tiles. At max, it's 1,620 health. Finally, his yellow is Dane from Above. Oh, God. It's a flight power. We're boned. Black Knight goes airborne for 2 turns. Passive. If Black Knight is airborne at the start of a turn, fortify a friendly black countdown tile, deal damage to a non-target enemy, and create 2 protect tiles. Whenever Black Knight returns from being airborne, create 2 charge tiles. Max level, it's dealing, 1,354 damage, creating 5 strength 90 tiles, and making 5 charge tiles. He does not seem super great.
Nope, but he's one of those that has a power that makes it so you can't kill him.
Yeah.
Yep, he's got a... That's a little different. I don't immediately know what to do with him, but... other than... try to get his yellow power to activate after being fastball special.
That would be amazing.
Teeth asks how he's downed. You wait for that countdown tile to go away, and then he becomes mortal again.
Yeah, once he goes back to nighttime, then you can just whoop him up.
As long as he doesn't have 7 black to fire it immediately again.
Yeah.
He does next to nothing. I mean, sure, he's got that power that you can't kill him, but while you can't kill him, he's just annoying. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at these, and I'm not sure that I really care what one gets a 5 in powers.
Maybe he will reveal himself as someone good. If not, they can't all be the new meta.
I guess you want those charge tiles, so I guess you got to put a 5 in green. And I'm not sure why when you're coming back from dead, why you want to destroy all your charge tiles.
Well, you heal more per charge tile destroyed, the more powerful it is.
Sure.
Like, you don't want to have that at level 2, at level 3, I don't think. Because then it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but is really healing 800 health really going to help you a whole lot?
No.
Right, so it might as well 5-3-5. That's what I'm doing.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
You're a loon.
It's just a flesh wound.
So I don't know, somebody will design something good and tell us how we were wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because, you know, I did see some controversy on the forums because people had Black Knights already. Bless you.
Thank you.
Because apparently...
Say what now?
That people already had Black Knights in the wild.
Oh.
Apparently if you save up tokens from previous events, mm-hmm. and whatever event it you can get him from the, you know, event tokens with, if you blow all those tokens, you can perchance still get, you know, have gotten him early.
Huh.
Because they updated the tokens for the event already.
Right. Interesting.
Let's see. So Black Knight and friends. Oh, and I forgot this part. So starting tomorrow in between tomorrow and May 1st, just by logging into Puzzle Quest, you'll get a free Black Knight cover.
Ooh.
So that's nice of them. And then starting again tomorrow and ending on the 29th, the Black Knight and friends vault. In there is a Black Knight cover, a Throg cover, and a random 4-star. Placement in Fight for Wakanda. Progression reward in Meet Rocket and or Groot. There is a Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. running the 24th to the 29th. Shards in progression, and there will get tokens to the Black Knight and Friends Vault there. In the Versus Tournament Unholy Outlaws, he is a placement reward there. And his event is called First Knight, running the 24th to the 27th. I think rewards that, tokens to the Black Knight and Friends Vault.
I think that says Fight Night, but...
Oh, it does. My brain read First Night.
Okay.
But it does say Fight Night. What is that thing when your brain predicts words ahead of time?
I don't know.
Yeah. Had one of those going down. Any other news? That's all I got.
I have exceptionally local news to me in this game. So you remember how I hit 12 million ISO? Like, I don't know, a couple months ago. And I was
ridiculous.
Like,
that sounds like achievement. Something you
would do. So, yeah, I with the characters coming out, I dropped back down to under 11 million. So,
oh, the humanity.
I have stagnated again and because of all the ISO costs. But I just thought that was amusing.
Yeah,
like you used up 11 million of the 12 million, or you used 1 million?
I used up 1 million of the 12 million. So I'm back down actually more than a million. So, yeah. I was back down below 11 million. I was like, oh, whatever will I do? I just, nothing. But.
Whatever, dude.
I'm just saying, you do still need the ISO. Not that much, but.
Okay. All right, if we get nothing else, we can move on.
It's almost as if one of you was burning through ISO, opening standard cover packs. While waiting for a tram in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Saying, ISO? What could you possibly use ISO for in this game?
And you guys all made fun of me for spending an ISO, and now what's Ray doing with it all? Nothing.
Yeah, his board is awesome.
He could be buying covers. Bang, 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 bang.
Nope. No one wants those. Just keep the ISO. It's a 1-star cover, dude. You want to have? You want to be able to say, I have 12 million ISO.
And be able to go, oh, I need to level that 5-star. Boom. Done.
Yep.
Got that boom, boom.
That boom, boom, bow.
Sorry, that was on SNL, right? That's why that's in my head?
Yeah.
That was a good skit. No, those were just the background. That wasn't the lyrics that we sent you. That was just how the song goes.
Yes, Mr. Apple the App.
William, what do you got?
That's Will I Am.
That was a good skit. That one was funny. I don't remember a whole lot of the rest of the episode.
Craig, that sketch where Lizzo and Guy are dating and she lives at home with her grandfather and he turns out to be the dancing guy from Six Flags, that sketch was magnificent.
I have never seen the Six Flags commercial, apparently.
How is that possible? Quick, Samurai,
I had no
Discord.
Idea what they were talking about. Like, and I'm like, and he comes out, he does his weird little dance, and I'm like, what is going on? And then another one comes out, and she does a weird little dance, and then more show up, and they're all doing this weird little dance, and I'm like, I don't have any idea what's going on here.
However,
it was hilarious.
Was genius. Absolute genius.
There you go. Slogo got it.
I have never seen this commercial.
I mean, don't watch it now. It's like a minute long. We're just going to sit here and, you know, do nothing. But.
Right. No, I'm watching it right now.
You are the worst host we've ever had on the show.
All right, I stopped. I jumped ahead to the point where it had the music that they were playing in the dance. So I have never seen this. Well, I mean, we don't live anywhere near a Six Flags or anything. I mean, this isn't Texas.
I don't know. I definitely have seen this commercial before, but I think it was on the internet. Yeah. It was not on a TV show.
But yeah, that was very funny, Ian.
That sketch was great.
It was just so bizarre. Like,
it was.
I'm like, what is going on here? All right, let's go to Xandar. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Jim gets caught blazing.
Sorry, that was a good one.
They're all gold, Ian. They're all gold.
Yeah, but especially. I like that whenever you can even work like the day of the week into the joke and it all works out, that's next level. Let's talk about
420, man.
Four-star human torch. Let's see. He is a red, green, and yellow character. His red ability is Blaze Beyond Control. He destroys all friendly repeater tiles and deals, 2,235 damage per tile. And it goes up an extra 1,000 per tile after the first. Okay. That's a good deal. Wildfire, green. He creates a one-turn green repeater tile that seems to do 270 damage and is a passive component. Oh, as long as there's one out there, it creates another one. All right, so it just keeps making 222 damage tiles that spread across the board. Maximum of 5 tiles. And lastly, Burning Persistence. It's yellow passive. See what it does. Whenever an ally fires a power, fortify 2 friendly repeater tiles and create a strength 324 is the maximum strength of this yellow strike tile. It's okay. I don't.
Sometimes you get that wildfire stuff going around. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. See, he's
just the original Human Torch. He's a an old character from way back when.
Right. Right.
Like he came into existence right after Imperius Rex.
That was his origin. Yeah. So that was fun to discover via this game. But yeah, you see, I don't even know how to build this guy.
There are a lot of different builds. Like, I mean, there's one clear choice that people have made above others, but it's not the build I use.
Totally not the build I use either.
I seem to use 355.
I have the correct lowest popularity build at 454.
You would.
That's funny every time.
I haven't got the 445, so, you know, it's, yeah. Nice.
Oh, I just remembered I forgot to tell you that I have news.
Ooh.
Are you sitting down? This only happens about once every 3 years.
Okay.
I started playing a new team.
In this game?
In this game. I have been playing the big wheel with Shang-Chi and $5 Chuck. That's a good time.
Oh, right? Yeah. I bet it is.
Oh.
I just got combos going off all over the place. The big wheel's doing his big wheelie. I love the big wheel. He's such a stupid character, but man, is he fun in this game. Big wheel's like my hero.
Nice.
If only I could get enough covers to actually, fully cover him and Shang-Chi, I would be set. But them both partially covered, it's still fun. And that is my Shang-Chi has a 0-1-4. So...
Yeah, when he was boosted, I used Big Wheel with Shang-Chi all the time that he was boosted.
Yeah,
they work. They're a lot of fun.
They're super fun together. Like I said, if I had more Shang-Chi covers, it would be much better. But, yeah, I forgot to mention, I started playing a whole new thing.
Nice.
Doesn't happen often, so, you know, I thought I'd mention it. Well, that was like, you know, a blast of news. What else can Willie tell us from the mailbag? How about that?
That was a good transition. We'll just go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, from the mailbag, TJ Jawther over on the D3 forum says, I think I've got you all beat in regards to celebrity birthdays. And I gotta tell you, I think he's right.
Oh.
I share a birthday with the chin himself, Bruce Campbell. Pretty groovy, don't
Ooh.
You think?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Is that it, though? Just
I'm
that
so
one
glad
person?
That was going somewhere. I was so worried that it was just gonna be like, and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's Batra.
I would have liked that too, but.
Well, I mean, if he could have worked it back to GSP, that would have been something.
No, you lost me. GSP? Oh.
Oh, George St. Pierre. Yeah, he's a.
Right.
He played him. He was the actor that played him in the movie.
Gotcha.
Or show.
Yeah, that would have been really something.
All right, well, and strangely enough, since we're talking about Bruce Campbell, which I can't imagine that the next person knew we were going to be talking about, over on Reddit, Ash Boomstick said,
Nice.
I hope you guys had a great week and wanted to know how the birthday extravaganza went. Well, first, I don't think that we want to really get into it right now, but second, it hasn't happened yet, so yeah, we'll let you know, I guess.
Shop smart. Shop S-smart.
Also, Jeff Duggan, he had a wall of text.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
He said, I gotcha for making sure there's no mailbag this week. So, yeah, you are correct. There's definitely a mailbag. Ray and Craig, you can go to Worldle settings and change your unit of measure from miles or from kilometers to miles if you'd rather. I did that, although... It, you know, you don't have to be exact. I just, like, cut it in half, and that's close enough. He also mentioned global, which is the... You just try and guess a random country based on distance from your first guess, and you try and do it in as few guesses as possible. I didn't like global as much. It's G-L-O...
Now, what's the other one? World?
World, L-E, Worldle.
Okay. Is that a geography-based Wordle?
Yeah, they give you a... picture, like a silhouette of a country, and you have to guess what country it is, and if you get it wrong, it gives you how many kilometers away you are and in what direction.
So I see a little silhouette of a country?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Scaramouche?
Not
Fandango?
I don't think so.
Alright, what is this? Is World. Worldle.
No!
No.
Do your show!
Jeff continues, I missed getting to mention this a couple weeks ago, but Akira Kurosawa directed a lot of things that were remade as Westerns and big influences on the Star Wars trilogy. Yojimbo came before Fistful of Dollars, Seven Samurai came before Magnificent Seven, Rashomon became The Outrage, which I'd never heard of before, but there you go. Lots of uncredited influences and remakes not in English as well. Yeah, Akira Kurosawa movies, I mean, they really set a level.
Very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian, I am so with you on the whole S-tier thing. Or if you want to start with S as your top tier, then scramble that stuff up. Maybe S-E-G-M-N-P for superb, excellent, good, mediocre, niche, and poor. I'm never remembering that.
Yeah, that's a little wacky, but I thanks for the support. Solidarity.
Super deep cut on Samurai's write-up of Silver Surfer's powers was mwah, I'd agree. Looking ahead, since Ian and Craig were bragging, I share birthday with Isaiah Thomas, Cloris Leachman, and Kirsten Dunst.
Dude, you lose.
Isaiah Thomas is dope.
Come on.
That's a sports person, right?
He was a basketball player for the Detroit Pistons.
84 here. Pistons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst. I'm sorry. I don't really. I mean, she's no Natalie Portman, but I'm just not a big fan. I don't know. Don't really know why. Also, he did. He was one of the voters for Merlin. Yeah, Merlin for the win. Always back Merlin. And he says you should read Mary Stewart's The Crystal Cave if you hasn't. if you haven't, and not read Mists of Avalon, because that author is a horrible person to her children. Oh, okay. Also, don't look that up unless you really want a sad story. So, okay. Good enough.
Oh, sweet.
Well, all right.
I was going to take a pass, and then you encouraged me to. I feel validated.
So he does. He actually did encourage Crystal Cave. So, yeah.
Wasn't that a video game?
Yeah, there was definitely a video game called Crystal and Caves. Something to that effect.
Sure, wasn't called Crystal Caverns.
Oh, Crystal Caverns could be right.
Oh, I might have been thinking about like a Commodore 64 knockoff or something, but. But in any case, there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what these boosted characters are all about, yo. Oh, man. Good stuff. Bullseye. These are 3-star characters where I will be starting. Bullseye is boosted. His strike tiles will do more damage. And, when he throws special tiles at you and hits you in the head with them, those will do more damage as well. Deadpool. His regular whales will do a little bit more damage. He'll heal more. And that is all. Falcon, recently reworked. His purple now does a little bit of damage, so you'll do a little more there. And the tile buffing will buff better. Iron Fist, the second half of his purple will do a lot of damage. The damage done by his green will also be increased, as will the strike tiles it produces. And his perpetual attack tile also will do more damage this week. Oh, Punisher. No one knows how to bring down a party like the Punisher. His red does a little more damage, as does his Molotov cocktail. His green might even do some damage and some board shake. Now, let's look at these 4-stars. They look juicy this week. I will say that ahead of time, because all of them have at least some promise in my mind. The Juggernaut, Fear itself, is boosted this week. His green will do more trample-style damage. Who else have we got? Oh, Karnak. Bigger projectiles, more red damage, more blue damage. Medusa. She does things. Tile buffing is increased. Bigger attack tiles, more healing. All around, getting better. Let's see. Polaris appears to also be boosted this week. So, bigger strike tiles from her blue. And more damage per special tile with her green. Oh, and more purple damage, too. So, yeah, she's getting everything done this week. And the OG X-Force Wolverine. More green damage, more black damage, and more healing with his yellow. Or damage if it gets matched away. Let's see what's going on with the 5-stars. Black Widow. She is boosted this week. What does she do? She does purple damage. She does red damage. And increased black damage with red in my ledger. Heimdall is boosted. His healing is improved, as is his damage from his red. Is this Hela? She's probably boosted this week. She is boosted this week. Larger strike tiles with her red, stronger attack tiles with her black, and more damage from her green. And lastly, let's see, Null is boosted. Bigger strike tiles and more AoE from his green, and a larger attack tile and more perma damage to the weakest enemy with the purple. So let's see what Samurai recommends this week. Prepare for a new release event. You'll get one cover as a freebie, but you know you need more. Like every other new release event, it's all about speed. Getting through the first clears fast and racking up the points as close to the sub's end as possible. If you're looking for advice here, I'd suggest it's right under your nose. My mouth? My mustache?
I'm not sure. All I know is Null being boosted is, that's just gross.
I think the worst part is right. I looked at that graphic and went, what's a Null have to do with this? And I went, oh, right.
Because it's a great pun. Or a great homonym?
I don't know. Words.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, when I see two-thirds of Polaris, Juggernaut, and Rocket and Groot boosted, that's...
Yeah. Right.
If I wasn't already going to pick that, even more so. So, yeah, that's great. What a a nice offering of 4 stars and other boosted characters. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Samurai's secret is in the Discord, by the way.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't understand we're not smart enough to figure that stuff out on our own, right?
He should now.
Good Lord. You know how hard it was to come up with those anagrams every week?
If you look at the graphic and look at the first letter of each line, there you go. So the graphic will be on the webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
Oh!
You can check it out.
Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Yeah, that's a puzzle. Why would you do that? That takes so much thought and care and work.
It's like,
man, I'm totally going to come to your museum someday. I bet it's super nice.
We should
meticulously kept.
We should take that as a summer road trip.
What's that? Is that all my friends in North Carolina?
Well, not all of them, no. Just this museum. And,
half?
I think there are like 3.
What's that?
I said I think there are like 3, so...
Yeah, I only have like 3 or 4, but yeah, if you want to just parse it down to 2, like we can visit the Jans and we can visit Samurai.
I only know one of those people.
Who? Samurai?
The Jans are a delight.
You taught Mike Jan how to play craps.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
He was a delight.
Yeah.
Is there a casino down there? We could go play craps?
I'm sure we could find one. Turns out he's still a delight.
Huh. I only vaguely remember, you know, those people's names that I met one time.
No, that's fine. You're not expected to. I overcompensated because Ray and I just found him washed up on the shores of Chincoteague Island and hung out with him, and it was a delight.
There you go. Good times.
Yeah.
Man,
that guy can put away a lot of seafood.
He can.
Let's go to the bracket. The Superhero Showdown, brought to you by Terrified. Terry. Last week, Ray, we had Jocasta versus Merlin. What you got?
We certainly did. And this was closer than you might think, but I don't think there were a whole lot of fans of Jocasta.
Duh!
Merlin wins with 60% of the vote, so he will be advancing in our bracket.
All right. Let's go with Ray. Ray, who you got this week?
Oh, I don't know. This is a weird one. I never heard of her, I don't believe, but I got Satana. Satana Hellstrom. That's a...
Damien's sister.
That's a forged name if you ever heard one. It is. I thought his name was like, yeah, probably his. Damien would make more sense. But so, yeah, she's a succubus.
Get my baby.
She's a particular type of demon blessed with great beauty and magical powers. She has life force absorption. She can kill people with her kiss and absorb their souls as they leave their bodies. Superhuman strength, durability, flight, astral projection, and most importantly, she can summon hellfire pretty much at will. She also has some magic abilities and mind control, but really that hellfire, I think that's where it's coming from.
Mm.
Yeah, she's a minion of hell, like not just a minion, but like one of the top people. So
one of the in charge minions.
Yeah. So I'm sure she will do great, right, Ian?
Better than she should. Let's talk about Bedelak the Interloper. So he is an Eternal. So he is immortal. He also has a collection of your standard off-the-charts superhuman strength, speed, stamina, agility, reflexes, flight, teleportation, regeneration, energy manipulation, and psionic capabilities. So far... I feel like they are surprisingly evenly matched. So I feel like I could probably keep your mind control at bay pretty easily. Strength and speed are close. I don't know what kind of impact that hellfire will have on me.
I mean, it will hurt, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think this will be a tough fight.
I feel like I'm going to lean on my immortality a little bit in this fight. Along with my teleportation.
So part of me wants to post pictures of these characters, because the characters I'm totally unfamiliar with, but Discord will not let me post a picture of Satana. It says it's too explicit off the Marvel database, so...
You could use one from the TV show.
I probably could. But what I am going to do is go ahead and put the poll in the Discord. So if you do want to vote, feel free to go to our Discord, the Puzzle Warriors Discord, and vote for your choice. just react to the message that I just posted, and that will count as your vote. I'm going to put a link to the Marvel database so you can go look for yourself. That's not the image, by the way. That is in question.
Oh, okay. That is the one I was expecting. Am I going to get an image up here for the interloper? What's going on?
What do you mean?
Been like 10 images for Ray's character.
I'll give you the one off the database.
I'll take any of them. Yeah, there you go.
He's a weird looking dude. Well, Satana is easier on the eyes, so she's going to win, I think.
That's fair. He looks like you.
You got your vote here?
What are you looking at, English?
Where's my reaction things? There it is.
Yeah, there's tons of images. You got to scroll up.
I see it.
So I will be checking those reactions before next week's show. So come there anytime during the week and vote. Or post in Reddit or on the D3 forums. Whatever is easiest for you.
Good deal. What do we got? Oh, we're at the end. Ian, you got Steam open. It's time to open a token.
All right, I'm almost there.
Stay on target.
Do you have Steam open?
No, but I have Marvel Puzzle Quest open.
Strangely enough, I have Steam open, but not Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I'm going to open two tokens.
Do it, Doug.
First token, Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Second one, Karnak. That was sad.
Sweet, he's boosted.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I'm going to go second. I'm only doing one.
Do it, Doug.
And it's a purple.
I hate this.
Come on, Crystal. Come on, Crystal. Nope. Abigail Brand. Peak performance.
Sweet. Let's see what I got going on here. It is Spider-Gwen, the teenage kicks.
All the other kids with their pumped up kicks.
So it does take my Abigail to level 451. So that's nice.
It gets
me another legendary token, so.
Are you going to open it?
No.
Okay. In that case, a thank you to our sponsor, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other podcasts with a variety of interesting themes to help fill up your podcasting calendar. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Yeah, there's one thing, you know, I like to listen to Joe and Todd's show. And I am constantly amused by the fact that Todd seems to be keeping one joke running just for me. The fact that he still talks about working at Cinnabon on their show, and it makes me laugh every time.
Nice.
So I get a good chuckle every time it comes up.
And on what podcast is that? Is that the Long Box Heroes podcast?
Long Box Heroes podcast.
Nice. Yes.
Or it probably comes up more often on Long Box Heroes After Dark. But
oh. Probably, nice. I would imagine.
That makes the most sense.
But it sounded like this last episode, he claimed that he was the only employee working at his Cinnabon, so he would not have to endure jury duty, because, you know, it was going to be too big of a hardship to close the Cinnabon. Good old Cinnabon. All right, anything else for the go to the order?
Did you watch any of that USFL?
I did not.
Oh, dude, the Maulers. The Pittsburgh Maulers, how do you let them...
What, did they win?
Oh, they got wrecked.
Oh.
Wrecked. I still believe in them, though.
Yeah, no, I was at my sister's over the weekend. I did not watch any pseudo football.
Right. All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Let's wrap this up.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. He always likes to read things. That's his lifelong dream. If you want to click on our Amazon banner and buy yourself something for the next holiday coming up, that would be nice. Give yourself something and get us a little something. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, he's fighting for freedom over land and air. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.